This is Sandra in the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is John Zwankowski. I'm at zip code 48152, and I just got a charge on my bank account on 526 for another $56.95. And I don't know who you are, but I'd like to cancel my account. I've never received anything from you, to my knowledge, and you've already taken $301.10 to my, from what I see here, and I'd like to get that money back, please. I'm on a tight budget, and I simply can't afford to have that kind of money come out of the account when I'm getting nothing for it. Can you help me with that, perhaps, and cancel this account?
Okay, I'm looking at the account that was transferred to me. It is for the Wi-Fi booster that was ordered. The previous person has already closed the account, so you will not incur any more charges or any other activity on the account. This account was established when the Wi-Fi booster was ordered in March, and according to what we see here, was delivered to your home. So this is a shopping membership. It's a club that you join to get these gadgets at low cost. You had an opportunity to use your membership monthly to shop and get other gadgets at low cost.
Wow, that must be in the fine print, I guess, huh? Because I had no notion of that.
It is in the terms and conditions of your order, yes, sir.
Well, are you okay working for a company like that that has that low of a system of ethics? My gosh.
Well, we don't see the ads. We don't see the ads. You see the ad and you read the terms and conditions and determine if that's something you want to order. We're simply here to try to help you discern what happened with your order.
So I'm paying $65 a month for this little device that's supposed to be a Wi-Fi booster. I used it once and it really didn't do much for me.
It's a membership. You could take advantage of other gadgets. You could go in and order. The company has a number of gadgets that you could possibly order. I don't know if you saw them. You should have seen a number of gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Please stop that. I don't want to deal with a company like you at all. I don't have any interest in that at all. Are you sure that my membership has been canceled now? Because I just got charged 2 days ago.
Yes, sir. The membership, the person you just spoke with, they've already closed the account. They transferred the call over to me to just take a look at the order.
Can you give me a cancellation number, please?
Okay. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 260.
I'm sorry. What was it, Charlie?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's 260-33.
Uh-huh. Okay,
three,
C,
did
like
you,
Charlie?
Uh-huh, 260.
330096. I'm going to read that back, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
C, like Charlie, 260330096. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir. That is the cancellation number that closes out this account.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.